The next story I wanted to hit on our little potpourri, our little survey of the world tonight, is I want to give a shout out to the people who are leading these one-day walkouts of the fast food workers. There was a spate of this last week. It's led by a group. There's a number of groups organized, but it's organized under the rubric of Fast Food Forward, which is a group out of New York City that organized boycotts and walkouts in New York and Chicago, St. Louis, Detroit, and very civilized. I mean, there was, of course, no violence, and there was these fast food workers basically just walking off the job to spotlight the fact that they're making $7.25 an hour. And even if you work full-time at $7.25 an hour, you are still living under the poverty rate, and actually quite a bit under the poverty rate if you're supporting other people like kids. And there's just something that I think as we continue to evolve our moral intuition, there's something that just doesn't feel right about that, that somebody who's working full-time doesn't live at poverty, and poverty's not much. We're talking about, you know, if you're working at $7.25, you're making a little over $15,000 a year. And so they got 120-some thousand signatures, and they're going to continue to do this. And what it does is it spotlights this a bigger story of the middle class and its relative stagnation, particularly compared to the rich. And they point out that the CEOs of these companies make in one day twice as much as their minimum wage workers make in a year. And are they really worth that much more? And my answer is they probably are actually worth that much more. When you consider the amazing skill set it takes to run an organization like McDonald's or Taco Bell or Kentucky Fried Chicken or any of the ones that were actually boycotted here, that is a very, very high-level corporate athlete. And that's the problem with the free market, is that the free market rewards this kind of rare talent. We see it in athletics, we see it in movie stars, we see it in entertainers. It rewards them at this exorbitant rate. And this is why I'm not a libertarian. This is why I'm not a free marketeer. This is why I'm a socialist, basically. I mean, I'm in favor of a smart socialism, but it is up to the government, actually. I mean, we can talk about these workers unionizing. We can talk about the pressure that this PR, this is basically a PR stunt, and it's an effective one. It got a lot of attention. And it does. It changes people's perceptions. And these companies are very susceptible to that. They're very sensitive to the whiff of public disapproval because they need public approval. And then we have companies like Costco, which are paying their people at, I don't know, I think 14 or 15, basically close to double the minimum wage. And they're doing very well. And so, you know, people are getting hip to this in a way that I think will naturally move the ball. But actually, for me, let's raise the minimum wage. We have a minimum wage. It's worked for us. It's not a question of whether we have one. It's a question of where it is. And it hasn't risen in terms of real value in almost 30 years. So I just want to put my vote in for that.